Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou is gone, leading straight to the land above, giving chase every way. And the Lord fill my way every day with hallelujah, fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly God. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile, fill my way every day with love. Keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Fill my way every day with, oh hallelujah, fill my way every day with love. Walk with the heavenly love. Let me go the while with a song and a smile, fill my way every day with love. Soon the race will be over, I'll travel no more, I'll abide in that home up, in that home above. Let me sing, blessed King, the way to the shore, fill my way every day with hallelujah, fill my way every day with love as I walk with the heavenly dove. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile, fill my way every day with love.
God bless you, saints. I'd like to give a testimony first for what God has done for us last week. The week before last week, my wife, she was just telling me, you know, she has the ability, God has given her the ability to feel things. I don't know how, but I have the experience, but when she tells me something and if I neglect it, something will happen. So sometimes she has dreams. Sometimes she has a feeling on her eye. But every time she says that and we neglect it, something happens. So last week she was telling me that her eye was ticking. So she just feeling that something was happening. So we kept it in prayer. We kept praying. And last Tuesday, I went to do some works on my car. I went to change the front tires. So those people, I don't know, maybe they forgot to tighten the left front tire. And it was insured. And I drove on the motorway to the house. And on Wednesday, we started driving the car. But I could feel some funny sounds, especially when braking. I couldn't understand what was going on. So Wednesday evening, we prepared to come to church. We were in the car, all the family, and we started driving. Just before we get into the motorway, we started feeling that the sound was getting worse. So she just told me we need to stop and examine the car and check to make sure that everything was okay. So we stopped, and I checked the front left tire. All the nuts were loose. So and I could open them with my hands. So we just tightened them up, and I can understand exactly what the Lord was trying to tell us. And we are just very thankful to the Lord for that. Yeah. So it's a Lingala song I'm going to sing. Some people may not understand, but it's just about thanking God, celebrating the fact that God met us in the life. It's always a good event to have met the Lord in the life, especially coming to this message. And it's a topic of celebration, for all the rest of our life. Nasepeli le loko solo la na yo, oh Yesu yo mwananzambe. Nasepeli le loko solo la na yo, oh Yesu yo mwananzambe. Nasepeli le loko kutana na yo, oh Yesu yo mwananzambe. Ngana ye, ngana ye, ngana ye, maina miso, na mikumba nanga yo salisanga. Ngana ye, ngana ye, ngana ye, maina miso, na mikumba nanga yo salisanga. Alleluia, kembo na yawe, alleluia, Jerusalema. Alleluia, kembo na yawe. Alleluia, Jerusalem. Moninga kolo yeso akoti na motema nanga tango na tanga kimokanda oyo ya Biblia na kati ya solo pe na molimo biso banso tokumisa ye moninga kolo yeso abeti na motema nanga tango na tanga kimokanda oyo oh na kati ya solo pe na molimo biso banso tokumisa ye alleluia oh kembo na yawe alleluia Jerusalema alleluia kembo na yawe alleluia Jerusalema alleluia kembo na yawe alleluia Jerusalema. Moninga kolo yeso abeti na motema na ngai tango na tanga kimokanda oyo ya malaki na kati ya solo pe na molimo biso banso tokumisa ye moninga kolo yeso akoti na motema na ngai tango na tanga kimokanda oyo ya malaki na kati ya solo pe na molimo biso banso tokumisa Yesu alleluia oh kembo na yawe alleluia Jerusalema alleluia kembo na yawe alleluia Jerusalema alleluia kembo na yawe alleluia Jerusalema alleluia oh, kembo na yawe, alleluia, Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen. We'll ask Sister Dube to come. Sister Dube and saints, I think, coming to sing a song. Amen. Just come as quick as we can. Amen.
Great thou art,
great thou art. How great thou. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art, the great thou art. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou, how great, how great thou. Then sings my soul, then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art. How great thou art, how great thou art.
It's very, very sweet singing. Let's greet our visitors first of all, Brother Egan, Sister Maud, and her husband Musa, and their sons. God bless you. Welcome. Amen. We do greet you in Jesus' name. And Brother Maxwell also wants us to dedicate his car to the service of the Lord. He says, although there are still a few problems with the car, it's not going to stop him from honoring God, Amen. Who I know will take care of the problems. Amen. And he also wants to thank the brethren who made selfless contributions in different kinds to see his car. So Amen. We really do thank the Lord for that. Amen. Amen. Let's open our Bible straight away, saints, to Matthew chapter 6.
Matthew chapter 6.
We do greet everyone this morning who's gathered in the house of the Lord. I know prayer has been made for Brother David and his family. It's good to see Brother Brian back full strength again.
C'est bien de voir Frère Brian de retour.
I know people have been sick, a lot of sickness around.
Il y a eu beaucoup de gens malades tout autour ici.
But we always come out the other side by the grace of God. Matthew chapter 6, we'll just take one verse from the Lord's Prayer. When the Lord is speaking about prayer.
Là où le Seigneur parle de la prière.
Let's read it from 5 and 6. We'll just take it. But verse 6 is the one we want to focus on.
It says,
verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you once again for your word upon this day. Father, we think, where would we be without your word? Father, your word has been a lamp unto our feet. Father, your word that brought salvation unto us, that made us wise unto salvation. Father, your word has been a great light in this age, Father, that you have burst forth. When, Father, we walked in darkness and confusion and we knew not the way. But, Father, your word has been our guide. It's been our compass. Father, it's been, Father, everything that we need to bring us to the place that we are. So, Father, we pray that you'd bless it to our souls once again upon this day. And, Father, to them that do not know the power of your word in their souls, I pray that you'd visit them upon this day, that they may know that the word is God. Father, reveal yourself, we pray. Bless the visitors in our gates. I pray that you would grant them, Lord, a visitation of mercy upon this day. That, Lord, there'd be a from that time. Father, I pray for them that are sick. Visit them, Lord, according to your promise. Lord, may you just touch them. Let the healing virtue, Jesus, that flowed from your garments 2,000 years ago, let the same healing virtue flow into the bodies of them that are sick upon this day. And Father, may you bless your people gathered in like manner, wheresoever they would be, them that have traveled. Grant them traveling mercies. Each and every one of us upon this day, we've come unto this place, Father, with one motive and one objective. We want to fellowship with you. So as we draw nigh unto you, as Father, the songs of Zion have gone forth, as the items have been so sweetly sung, draw nigh unto us, Lord, now. Overshadow us, Lord, and guide us aright in your word. Guide us aright in the way that we should go, that, Father, your will may be done upon this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. I'm going to use slides today to try to help the people that are interpreting and so forth. It does take a little bit longer to prepare them, and sometimes slides aren't so good because you get caught having to go down a certain line which seemed good at the time.
Parfois les images sont bonnes parce que ça donne beaucoup plus d'explications.
But we'll really try our best.
Nous allons essayer de
with that motive of just trying to help people
who
don't speak the same language.
Ceux qui ne parlent pas la même langue.
Very easy to come to the house of the Lord and to think of yourself.
Et quand nous venons à la maison du Seigneur,
but we'll really try, so you be in prayer as well. May the Lord help us on this thought.
Je crois que vous serez aussi en prière.
Last week we're looking at the place of manifestation.
La semaine passée, nous avons vu la place de la manifestation.
And today we want to look at this thought of prayer and manifestation.
Aujourd'hui, c'est la prière et la manifestation.
We know that this very scripture that we read here,
nous savons que l'écriture que nous avons
the Lord Jesus
ici,
Christ speaking about when we pray.
C'est Jésus qui parle de quand nous prions.
You notice the Lord Jesus Christ himself being a man of prayer.
Vous remarquerez, Jésus lui-même était un homme de prière.
He knew.
Il savait.
Just as much as the Jews,
they
had their appointed seasons of prayer.
Les Juifs avaient aussi leur temps marqué de prière.
In the temple, there were seasons of prayer.
Dans le temple, il y avait des saisons de prière.
When the offering of incense went forth,
quand ils offraient les sacrifices
d'encens, the people would raise their hands in prayer.
Les gens pouvaient lever leurs mains dans la prière.
Bring supplications before the Lord.
Amener des supplications.
So the Jewish people were people who knew about prayer.
Les Juifs connaissaient la prière.
But their prayer had become a tradition.
Mais c'était devenu une tradition dans plusieurs cas.
They prayed to be seen of men.
Ils priaient pour être vus des gens.
They multiplied their words.
Ils multipliaient des paroles.
And Jesus was really trying to put to us here the true spirit of prayer.
Jésus essayait de nous montrer le vrai esprit de prière.
There's nothing wrong with public prayer.
Il n'y a rien de mal avec des
prières. But the real sacred sands of prayer.
Mais les lieux réellement sacrés de prière.
Is when an individual shuts themselves in the secret place.
Ils s'enferment lui-même dans les lieux secrets.
And they speak unto their father in secret.
Et ils parlent à leur père dans le secret.
And Jesus says, your father,
et Jésus
which
dit,
sees
votre père,
in secret, shall reward you openly.
Qui voit dans le secret va vous récompenser.
And this was the scripture that the angel of the Lord brought to the prophet.
Que l'ange du Seigneur avait amené au prophète.
When the prophet had the vision of the third pool,
quand
the first time.
A eu la vision du troisième pool pour la première
when he
fois.
Saw and the angel said, I'll teach you to fish, and there was the vision of the third pool.
Quand l'ange lui a dit, je vais t'enseigner sur le poisson, il y avait la vision du troisième
pool. And the vision unfolded to a little room.
La vision a été dévoilée dans
and
une
people were
chambre.
Going in and coming out healed and
et
great things taking place.
Et en sortaient guéris.
And the prophet says, I don't understand what this means.
Et le prophète dit, je comprends pas ce que ceci veut
and the
dire.
Angel said,
et l'ange lui a dit,
did not our Lord say,
notre Seigneur n'a-t-il
when
pas dit,
thou prayest,
que quand tu pries,
enter into the secret closet.
Entre dans les lieux secrets.
He says, and the angel then told me,
et l'ange m'a dit alors,
this manifestation of God, the third pool,
il dit, cette manifestation de Dieu,
will
le troisième
not
pool,
be a public show.
Ne sera pas une
demonstration it won't be a public display.
Il y aura pas une demonstration
he
publique.
Brought it to this personal place.
Il l'a amené dans un lieu personnel
between a believer and God.
Entre le croyant et Dieu.
And he says there can be no impersonation to this.
Il a dit qu'il n'y aura pas d'imitation à
cela. This is something very personal.
Il dit que ce sera quelque chose de
personnel. In the dealings of God.
Dans la manière
de faire
de Dieu.
With the souls of his people.
Avec l'âme de son
peuple. So that's our thought is prayer and manifestation.
C'est ça notre pensée, la prière et la manifestation.
Now the prophet when he speaks about what's coming in the end.
Le prophète quand il parle de ce qui vient à la fin.
Many questions are always asked.
Il y a des questions
qui sont posées. What do we look for next?
Qu'est-ce qui va arriver après?
You know, people can see
les gens
pouvaient
with
voir the political events taking place,
les événements politiques qui se produisent,
with what's happening in the weather.
Qu'est-ce qui arrive avec
there's
le
just
climat.
Disasters everywhere, no matter where you look at the moment.
Il y a des catastrophes partout.
Floods in Europe.
Il y a des inondations en Europe.
Floods in America.
En Amérique.
Disasters in Northern Europe as well.
Des catastrophes en Amérique du Nord.
Tornadoes.
En Europe
you know,
du Nord.
You can't pick up a newspaper
or
look at the news headlines
quand nous
and not see that the world is falling apart.
Vous voyez seulement que le monde
that's the first message the prophet preached after the seals was the world is falling apart.
C'est le premier message que le prophète a prêché après les seaux.
And these are signs of the time.
Ce sont les signes du temps.
You know, and people, even if they don't know the Lord,
les gens, même s'ils connaissent pas le
there's
Seigneur,
an uneasiness.
Il y a un malaise.
And as I see the governments now,
vous voyez les gouvernements maintenant,
which has been exposed this week again, how the governments know all about us.
Cela montre comment le gouvernement
PRISM, this great program that the governments have, where they've been been delving into all of our private affairs without us knowing.
Ce programme qui a été dévoilé aux États-Unis où ils entrent dans les vies privées des gens.
These are the mechanics being set in place.
C'est la mécanique en train
for the enforcement of the mark of the beast.
Pour la mise en place de la marque.
Because they gotta know all about you.
Parce qu'ils doivent connaître.
To get you to the place that you're not able to buy yourself.
Pour que tu arrives à un endroit où tu pourras pas acheter.
To know who you are and what you stand for.
Ils savent qu'est-ce que tu es, ce que tu soutiens.
And everything will come in its time.
Et chaque chose arrivera.
But the prophet says just as much as the Lord.
Mais le prophète dit aussi bien que
has
le Seigneur.
Has to deal with his people.
Aussi longtemps que le Seigneur.
To get the mechanics in place. First.
Avec son peuple pour mettre la
mécanique en place. Then the dynamics fall on the mechanics.
Alors que la dynamique viendra sur la
mécanique. So too with the beast.
Il en sera de
même. He's putting all of his pieces in place.
Il est en train de rassembler ses pièces.
He's united the nations.
Il est en train d'unir les
nations. He's uniting the churches.
Il unit les églises.
Politics is taking over the churches and churches are taking over politics. It's a uniting time.
La politique est en train de s'emparer de l'église et l'église en train de s'emparer
de la politique.
And it's
all the big pieces being put in place.
Et toutes les grandes pièces sont en train d'être rassemblées.
To fulfill prophecy.
Pour accomplir
that has got to be the system of the beast.
Il doit y avoir le système de la
there's
bête.
Got to be the Antichrist.
Il doit y avoir l'Antichrist.
There's got to be a religious boycott.
Il doit y avoir un boycott religieux.
A system in place.
Un système en
that
place.
If we don't bow down to that system,
que si nous nous inclinons pas
you
à
can't
système,
buy or sell. Revelation 13.
Nous serons coincés, Apocalypse 17.
And these are the things 18. That people,
c'est ce que les
even
gens,
who are not believers,
les gens qui ne sont pas
people
croyants,
can sense in their souls,
ils peuvent le sentir dans
in
âmes,
their hearts,
dans leur
that things aren't going well.
Que les choses ne sont pas
the
bien.
Economies.
L'économie,
they don't know what they're doing.
Et il n'est pas,
they pumped all these trillions of dollars to try to fix the economic problems and it didn't fix
ils
it.
Ils déversent des milliards de dollars dans l'économie, mais ça ne
they call it
pas
the Great Recession.
À cause de la grande récession.
But in reality, people are saying it's a depression.
Les gens ne disent pas que la récession, c'est la
dépression. Just like the depression which came and Hitler rose up in the midst
of it. C'est comme la dépression qui était venue et Hitler est venu
these
après.
Conditions have got to be there.
La condition ici doit
now,
être
now, if you just look with natural eyes,
et si nous regardons seulement avec les
they
yeux
can
naturels,
seem to be confused.
Vous serez un peu confus.
But if we use prophetic eyes,
mais si vous regardez avec les yeux
we look through the eyes of revealed prophecy,
avec les yeux de la prophétie révélée,
these events are made clear.
Ces événements sont
and we can
clair.
See where we're coming
et
to.
Vous pouvez voir là où nous nous dirigeons.
And one of the places that we're coming to,
et l'un des endroits où nous nous dirigeons,
there's coming a persecution.
Il y aura une persécution.
There has to be a persecution.
Il doit y avoir une persécution.
How much of it's going to affect us? Well, time will
combien
tell.
Combien cela va nous affecter? Combien
but there's
cela
coming
va prendre,
a tribulation period.
Mais un temps
there's coming a persecution.
Il y aura une persécution.
A persecution such as never has been,
comme
Jesus
il
said.
En a jamais eu avant.
And the events are leading to that.
Et les événements conduisent vers cela.
We see the laws that the governments are legislating.
Nous voyons les lois que les gouvernements sont
no, in the beginning.
Nous voyons,
like when America was founded.
Quand l'Amérique a été fondée.
America was symbolized by the Lamb.
L'Amérique
Revelation
13. A été symbolisée par l'agneau.
With two horns
13,
of the Lamb.
Avec deux cornes.
The separation of church and state.
La séparation entre l'Église et l'État.
And as long as those two things were separate,
si longtemps que ces
God
choses
blessed America.
Séparées, Dieu a béni l'Amérique.
And America was a tool in the hands of God.
Et l'Amérique était un instrument
to bring about
Dieu
Israel as a nation again.
Pour ressusciter
and so forth.
Israël en tant que
but prophecy says
mais les prophéties
those two horns are going to become one.
Les deux cornes vont se réunir.
You're going to find there's going to come a time that America has to speak like the dragon, the Bible says.
Où l'Amérique parlera comme le dragon.
And the dragon is Rome.
Et le dragon c'est Rome.
Through the dark ages.
Au travers des âges.
When Rome united church and state.
Quand Rome avait uni l'Église et la politique.
The moment that the church and state come together.
Quand l'État et l'Église se mettent
genuine
ensemble.
Genuine believers are in a lot of trouble.
Il doit y avoir beaucoup de troubles.
Because state religion isn't the religion of God.
Parce que la religion d'État n'est pas
it's the religion of man.
C'est la religion de l'homme.
It's not religion by revelation.
C'est pas une religion par
worship
révélation.
By faith.
C'est pas une adoration par la foi.
And America is coming to that stage now.
Et l'Amérique arrive à cet endroit
because
maintenant.
They're legislating things now.
Parce que les lois qu'ils prennent maintenant.
Which are not their domain to make laws about.
C'est un domaine dans lequel ils peuvent pas
the governments, the EU, America, these
les
places,
l'Union européenne,
they're overstepping the boundaries that God has set for them.
Ils sont allés en train de franchir les barrières.
And they're starting to legislate concerning the laws of God.
Ils sont en train maintenant de légiférer concernant les lois
and
de Dieu.
And that always leads to a persecution.
Et cela amène toujours vers une persécution.
Once the government starts to legislate how people should worship.
Quand le gouvernement commence à faire des lois sur comment
or what is right and what is wrong according to the consciences of people.
Dire ce qui est bon, ce qui est mauvais, conformément à la.
That is the sovereign domain of God.
Ça, c'est un domaine souverain.
God is
de
the
Dieu.
Only one who can legislate what is morally right and what is morally
Dieu
wrong.
Dieu est le seul qui peut légiférer sur ce qui est moralement
no
mauvais.
No one else has the right.
Personne d'autre n'a le droit.
To deal with the consciences of people.
De traiter avec la conscience.
Concerning morality.
Concernant la
concerning
moralité.
Concerning what is sin and what is not sin.
Concernant ce qui est péché,
God has given us His word.
Dieu nous a donné sa
and
parole.
God is going to judge the nations using His word.
Dieu va juger les nations en
everyone's
sa going parole.
To stand before God and this is what is going to be
tout
used to judge us.
Devant Dieu, voici ce que Dieu va utiliser pour
so
juger.
The moment we see the governments now
et quand nous voyons les gouvernements
starting
maintenant,
to get into this domain,
s'introduire maintenant dans
we're
ce
heading
domaine,
into trouble.
Nous nous dirigeons vers
because there's going to come a time that everyone's going to have to make a choice.
Parce qu'il y aura un moment où chacun doit faire un choix.
Which one are we going to obey?
Qui vous allez
are we going to obey this?
Allez-vous obéir
or are we going to obey what's been legislated?
Ou allez-vous obéir aux lois du monde?
And that's happened all through the ages.
Et cela est arrivé dans tous
and
les
that's
âges.
What it comes down to in the tribulation period.
Et c'est ce qui amène vers la période de la tribulation.
As we see Nimrod, what he started in the beginning.
Quand nous voyons comment Nimrod a commencé,
building a tower.
Construire une tour.
Uniting everyone politically around his system.
Unir tout le monde dans son système politique.
And then Nimrod making his own religion.
Et Nimrod fabriquant sa propre
that's where
religion.
Trinitarianism and all that came
le
from.
Trinitarisme et toutes ces choses
and anybody in the days of Nimrod who wouldn't bow down to that system was persecuted.
Tout le monde qui ne devait pas s'incliner devant ce système était persécuté.
We've come a full circle now. We're living in the end time.
Nous arrivons maintenant à la fin du temps.
And we see Babylon is back again.
Et nous voyons Babylone de retour.
The EU is Babylon.
L'Union européenne.
They put
Babylon.
It on their posters.
Ils ont ça dans leurs
affiches. They put the picture of the Tower of Babylon.
Ils ont ça la tour de Babylone dans
with the cranes rebuilding it again. And when the Lord scattered the nations by giving them different tongues at the Tower of Babel, Europe boasts and says, many tongues, one people. You see, they're trying to say, but what God did, we will undo. When man wanted to unite under one system, God scattered them throughout the earth. But we're living in the age now that man is uniting themselves again to finish this tower that Nimrod began. And Nimrod was just a prototype of the beast. He was a shadow of what's to come. And that's why we see United Nations, uniting of Europe.
C'est pourquoi nous voyons les Nations Unies, l'Union
the uniting time and sign that we're living under. It's not heading anywhere good.
Cela n'amène à pas quelque
chose. We're heading into troublesome times.
Cela nous amène dans des temps de difficultés.
There's rocky waters ahead, if you had to put it like that.
Devant.
And we need to make sure that as individuals
et nous devons être sûrs qu'en tant
qu'individu, that Jesus is in the boat.
Que Jésus est dans la,
because
la
the boat is heading into stormy seas.
Parce que la pirogue se dirige vers des eaux troubles.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Y a rien que nous pouvons faire.
And a believer doesn't want to do anything about
et le croyant
it.
Ne veut rien faire à propos.
Because you know this is the way that things have to go.
Parce qu'il sait que c'est comme ça que les choses doivent être.
And God,
et Dieu,
He has many, many tools.
Il a plusieurs outils
in his toolbox
dans sa boîte d'outils
when he deals with his children.
Quand il traite avec ses
and
gens,
one
ses
of
enfants.
Them is persecution.
Et l'un de ses outils,
persecution,
c'est la persécution.
Is a very important part
la persécution, c'est une partie
of
très
God's
importante
toolbox when he deals with his children.
Dans l'outillage de Dieu quand il traite avec ses enfants.
Persecution.
La persécution.
Let's just see Exodus chapter 1, the first Exodus.
Voyons le premier exode dans Exode chapitre.
When we have a look in the first Exodus,
quand nous regardons dans le premier exode,
the Bible speaks about the children of God.
La Bible parle des enfants de Dieu.
Joseph had come.
Et Joseph était
Israel
venu.
Had lived sumptuously, the prophet says. They had lived at ease. In Goshen,
Israel vivait à Goshen.
They'd been a privileged people.
Ils étaient des gens privilégiés.
They could worship freely.
Ils pouvaient adorer librement.
But when it came time now for the Exodus,
mais quand le temps de l'exode arriva,
for God to fulfill His promises that He had made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
pour que Dieu accomplisse sa promesse qu'il avait fait à Isaac,
the situation politically had to change.
La situation politique devait changer.
Politics had to change from being friendly to Joseph and his people.
La politique devait changer en étant amicale
to being against Joseph. And his people. This time had to come. And it says it in verse 6, and Joseph died. And all his brethren and all that generation. And verse 8. And they rose up a new king of Egypt,
il s'éleva sur l'Égypte un nouveau roi,
which knew not Joseph.
Qui n'avait point connu Joseph.
And friends, there's a king that knows not Joseph.
Il y a un roi
in America, he doesn't know Joseph.
En Amérique, il connaît pas Joseph.
The EU doesn't know Joseph.
L'Union européenne ne connaît pas Joseph.
They don't know the genuine religion of the Bible.
Ils ne connaissent pas la religion originale de la Bible.
It's Babylon.
C'est Babylon.
We're living in the days of Babylon
again. Nous vivons
again.
Dans les jours de Babylone.
So that had to happen in Egypt first of all.
Cela devait arriver en Égypte d'abord.
They had to raise up a Pharaoh.
Il devait y avoir un pharaon.
And listen what the prophet says. In this message, angel of God.
Dans le message, l'ange de
he
Dieu.
He says, notice.
Il dit, voyez,
when the time of the promise drew nigh,
quand le temps de la promesse s'est approché,
the people began to see at that time that something was happening to them.
Les gens commençaient à réaliser que quelque chose est en train de se produire. Des difficultés.
And God always causes troubles.
Et Dieu amène toujours des troubles.
Mostly always.
Presque
to bring
toujours,
the people together.
Pour amener les gens ensemble.
He says, did you know that?
Il dit, savez-vous cela?
This is something which God always uses.
Et c'est quelque chose que Dieu utilise toujours.
God's preferred method of dealing with our sins.
Dieu a plusieurs méthodes.
Is by revelation.
La méthode préférée,
he said,
la
we will be sensitive enough spiritually
si nous sommes sensibles spirituellement,
to be led of the Spirit.
Pour être conduit par
that's
l'esprit.
The basis of unity that he wants.
C'est la base de l'unité qu'il veut.
Now, if we were all sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Ghost,
et si nous sommes sensibles au leadership de Dieu,
we all were under the jurisdiction of his word,
et si nous sommes sous la juridiction de sa
parole, we wouldn't have any divisions.
Nous n'aurions
we wouldn't
pas
have
divisions.
Any problems.
Nous n'aurions pas
we wouldn't have different groups and different camps and different things.
Nous n'aurions pas des différents groupes et des différents camps.
But we start getting at ease in Zion.
Mais nous commençons à nous sentir à l'aise.
We start losing maybe that spiritual condition that we once had.
Nous commençons à perdre cette condition spirituelle que nous avions.
We start losing the sensitivity that we once had.
Nous commençons à perdre cette sensibilité.
Just like Israel.
C'est comme Israël.
Things went well.
Tout était bien.
They were at ease.
Ils étaient à
l'aise. They didn't have to pray much.
Ils n'avaient pas à prier.
They didn't have to call upon the name of the
ils
Lord.
Ils n'avaient pas besoin de chercher.
They
le
would worship God for what he was doing for them in Goshen.
Ils adoraient Dieu pour ce qu'il faisait pour eux à Goshen.
But they never really had to be desperate in Goshen.
Mais ils n'étaient pas poussés à bout dans leur adoration.
It never became an issue of life and death that they needed to call God on the scene.
Il n'y avait pas une question de vie ou de mort, pour qu'ils appellent Dieu.
And people get unhealthy spiritually.
Et les gens sont devenus malades.
When you go too long like that.
Quand vous demeurez longtemps.
When things go too well for too long.
Quand les choses sont très bien pendant très
longtemps. Most of us as believers.
Plusieurs fois nous les
croyons. We start becoming lukewarm. With Laodicea.
Nous commençons à devenir tièdes.
And God doesn't want his children to be
et
like
Dieu
that.
Ne veut pas que ses enfants soient comme
so
cela.
God makes sure
et Dieu s'est rendu
that trouble is never far from the children of God.
Dieu a fait que les troubles ne soient pas loin des enfants de
Brother
Dieu.
Will came into youth yesterday has an accident in his car.
Frère est venu, il a eu un accident dans sa voiture.
It's never far away, friend.
Cela n'est jamais loin.
And Paul told us in Acts.
Et Paul nous a dit dans
when he was given an exhortation to the Christians.
Quand il donnait l'exhortation.
He said, we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom of God.
Il dit, vous devez entrer dans le royaume de Dieu au travers de
so
beaucoup de tribulations.
So don't expect tribulation to be far away.
Ne vous attendez pas à ce que les tribulations
this
soient loin.
This is important.
Cela est important.
An important tool in the hands of God.
C'est un outil important dans
to
la main
keep
de Dieu.
His spiritual, his children. In spiritual condition.
Pour garder ses enfants dans une condition spirituelle.
Jesus says, "In the world you shall have tribulation."
Jésus dit, vous aurez la tribulation.
But
dans
be
le
of
monde.
Good cheer.
Mais soyez
for I have overcome the world.
Sûr parce que j'ai vaincu
but
le
you'll
monde.
Never know the reality of it until you go through that tribulation.
Vous ne connaîtrez jamais la réalité.
And you find that Jesus has overcome the world for you.
Et vous verrez que Jésus a déjà vaincu.
And that's how it was with the children of Israel
c'est
as well.
Qu'il en était avec les enfants
the prophet continues on.
Le prophète continue.
He says, I believe there'll be a time when there won't be any more division among the people of God.
Je crois qu'il y aura un temps où il y aura plus de division parmi les enfants de Dieu.
Such as I belong to this church, I belong to that.
J'appartiens à cette église ou j'appartiens à celle-là.
I believe the persecution.
Je crois que la
will run all the big ransom church of God together.
Va ramener toute l'église rachetée de Dieu
ensemble. And we'll be one in Christ Jesus.
Et nous serons un en Christ
and he'll take her home.
Et il va nous amener
that's
à la
like
maison.
The first Exodus.
C'est comme le premier
it had to be like that. They were the covenant people of God.
C'était les enfants de l'alliance de Dieu.
They were the favored people of God.
Ils étaient des enfants
favoris
de
God's
Dieu.
Grace was so much upon them.
La grâce de Dieu était tellement
but
sur
they
eux.
Had to go through these kind of times.
Traverser ce genre de moments.
It's always like that.
C'est toujours
in God commissioning
cela.
Moses.
Dans la prédication, Dieu commissionna Moïse.
He says, when there came time for the promise to be fulfilled.
Il dit quand le temps de la promesse était arrivé.
They raised up a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph.
Il y eut un pharaon qui ne connaissait pas Joseph.
And they began a persecution.
Et une persécution commença.
And it caused in the persecution.
Et cela causa,
that caused people to go to crowding together and praying.
Cela amena les gens à se rassembler à prier.
And always persecution strengthens the cause.
Et la persécution donne toujours de la
force. Been through the age, persecution.
Il y aura toujours la persécution.
Israel never prayed much.
Israël n'avait jamais prié beaucoup.
They never thought it was so important.
Ils n'avaient pas senti que cela était
important. It was just wake up in the morning, Lord, thank you for the day.
Ils se réveillaient, merci.
Bless us as we go to our jobs.
Pendant que nous allons au boulot.
When they come in the evening, Lord, thank you for the food.
Seigneur, merci pour le
bless us when we sleep.
Bénis-nous pendant que nous dormons.
And you get into that system of religion. Be careful.
Dans ce genre de religion,
that's not the real thing.
C'est pas ça la chose réelle.
God's not going to leave his children like that for very long.
Dieu ne va pas laisser ses enfants pendant longtemps comme cela.
But before God could fulfill his promise.
Mais avant que Dieu n'accomplisse sa promesse.
There's a principle in the kingdom.
Il y a un principe dans
before
le royaume,
God does something for his people.
Avant que Dieu ne fasse quelque chose pour son
he first has to do something in his people.
Il doit d'abord faire quelque chose
he has
dans
to always
peuple.
Prepare his people for a blessing.
Il prépare toujours son peuple pour une bénédiction.
When the people are slack and lazy spiritually.
Quand les gens sont négligents,
God's never going to reward you spiritually.
Dieu ne va pas vous récompenser spirituellement.
God first needs to get people in a certain atmosphere.
Dieu veut d'abord amener les gens dans une certaine
into a certain expectation.
Dans une certaine attente.
He has to get people
il doit mettre les gens
to respect his covenant.
De respecter sa, son alliance.
And Israel,
et Israël,
they just took the covenant for granted for 400 years.
Ils ont pris l'alliance à la légère pendant 400 ans.
God was good to them.
Dieu était bon pour eux.
But in order now for the promise of an exodus and a promised land to take place.
Mais pour que la promesse de l'exode s'accomplisse,
God first, before he activated the fullness of his covenant on their behalf.
Avant qu'il ne puisse activer la plénitude de son alliance,
which was the spoken word.
Qui était la parole
the plagues
parlée,
of Egypt.
Les plaies sur
opening the Red Sea.
Et ouvrir la mer
feeding them with manna. That was the third pull to them.
La manne, toutes ces choses,
before God fully activated that covenant to Israel.
Avant que Dieu n'active complètement cette alliance
he
avec Israël,
first had to get the people to have respect to that covenant.
Il devait amener les gens à respecter cette
he
alliance.
Needed the people first of all to see we need this covenant.
Les gens devaient se rendre compte qu'ils ont besoin de
we
l'alliance.
Need God.
Nous avons
we need
de Dieu.
The covenant God to do something
nous
for us.
Que le Dieu de l'alliance fasse quelque chose pour nous.
And then God would move on their behalf.
Alors Dieu pourra faire quelque chose
the prophet
pour
speaks
eux.
Of in Korea, 1953, there was a war.
Le prophète parle de la Corée en 53, il y avait une guerre.
He says the Methodists and the Baptists and Baptists down there having a revival.
Les méthodistes et les baptistes sont en train d'avoir
receiving the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues.
Ils cherchent le Saint-Esprit, ils
healing services.
Et les services de guérison.
He says, let the pressure come on, brother.
Il dit, laisse seulement que la pression.
It'll push you to God.
Cela va vous amener vers
just God. Start praying.
Commencez seulement à
God
prier.
Will take care of the rest of it.
Dieu s'occupera
just
du reste.
Pray. And get close to God.
Et
look what happened in Africa.
Voyez ce qui se passe
in the bride. Let economic hardship come, friends. It's very good for people.
Quand la crise économique vient, c'est bien pour
let
les gens.
People need to see the manifestation of the promises in their lives.
Les gens ont vraiment besoin de voir la manifestation
and see how people pray differently than at other times.
Et vous allez voir comment ils prient différemment par rapport aux autres.
When the promises become precious to you because you need to see them manifest.
Quand les promesses deviennent précieuses pour vous parce que vous voulez les voir manifester.
When you need God to intervene on your behalf.
Vous voulez que Dieu agisse en ta faveur.
That pushes you to a certain place in your soul.
Cela vous pousse à un certain endroit dans votre
it brings âme. You onto a certain sacred sands between you and God.
Cela vous amène sur un sable sacré entre vous
and
et Dieu.
God has always been willing to bless.
Et Dieu a toujours voulu les bénir.
But he has to wait for people
mais il doit attendre
to first bring themselves come into that condition.
Qu'ils s'amènent eux-mêmes dans cette condition.
Now there's people in the Bible who got there without persecution.
Il y a des gens qui sont allés sans persécution.
Daniel. He was reading the prophecies of Jeremiah.
Il lisait les prophéties de
and he Jeremiah. Saw it was the end time. 70 years had passed.
Il a vu que 70 ans étaient passés.
It was time for Israel to come out of Babylon.
C'était la promesse pour que Israël sorte de Babylone.
And he set himself to seek the Lord his God with prayer and fasting.
Il a commencé à chercher le Seigneur par la prière
and
et
he got
par
desperate before God.
Et il est devenu
the power of the message of Jeremiah
la puissance du message de
moved him to a certain sacred place.
L'a amené dans un lieu sacré.
In his spiritual life.
Dans sa vie spirituelle.
And God sent Gabriel down onto those sacred sands.
Et Dieu a envoyé Gabriel dans ce lieu
and unveiled great things to Daniel.
Et lui a dévoilé de grandes
and
choses.
God says, Daniel, you are a man greatly beloved.
Il dit, Daniel, tu es un homme bien-aimé.
You find Simeon in the temple.
Nous trouvons Simeon au temple.
The Holy Ghost was upon him, the Bible says.
Le Saint-Esprit était sur lui, comme
he was waiting for the consolation of Israel.
Il attendait la consolation d'Israël.
He didn't need persecution to move Simeon into that sacred place.
Il n'avait pas besoin de cette persécution pour aller dans les lieux sacrés.
It was the power of revelation.
C'était la puissance de
la révélation. It was revealed to him that he would not see death.
Qu'il lui avait révélé qu'il ne verra pas
until he had seen the Christ.
Avant d'avoir vu le Christ.
And he was living in a certain place spiritually with God.
Il vivait dans un endroit spirituel.
He was esteeming the covenant.
Il donnait de la valeur à la.
He was under expectation to see the fulfillment of the promises.
Il était dans l'attente de voir l'accomplissement de la
promesse. He didn't give in to like the rest of the conditions of the day.
Il ne s'était pas donné comme le reste du monde.
He wanted to keep himself in that place.
Il voulait se garder lui-même en ce temps.
He wanted to walk with God himself.
Il voulait marcher avec Dieu lui-même.
But the majority of people aren't like it, and God understands that.
Mais la majorité des gens n'est pas comme cela, et Dieu.
So Jehovah Eagle has to stir the nest on a regular basis.
Alors le Jehovah Aigle doit placer des cornes des épines dans le nid.
Because the chicks get too comfortable in the nest.
Parce que les
they don't want to fly.
Là-dedans, ils veulent pas voler.
They don't want to fulfill the purpose to which they were born.
Ils ne veulent pas accomplir le but pour lequel
it's
ils étaient
too nés. Much work.
Il y a trop de travail.
It's too comfortable here in the nest.
Nous sommes si bien ici dans le nid.
So Jehovah Eagle has his season.
Jehovah l'aigle, quand
that he takes all the comfort out of the nest.
Il enlève tout le confort du nid.
And then the eagles start thinking, but hey, what's going on
et
here?
Les aigles commencent à dire, mais qu'est-ce
and then they
passe?
Start realizing what these wings are for.
Ils commencent à comprendre pourquoi ils ont des ailes.
But the mama eagle has to push them out of the nest.
Mais la maman aigle doit les pousser hors du
to
nid.
Get them to fly.
Pour les amener
to
dans
get
le
them
ciel.
To heights and places they never would have dreamed that they can go.
Pour les amener dans des endroits ils pouvaient pas penser qu'ils pouvaient y
and
aller.
That's why God many times
c'est pourquoi Dieu
he has to bring these things.
Il amène ces choses.
And in the times of persecution, times of lack of war,
temps de persécution, temps du manquement, temps de la guerre,
of distress,
le temps de détresse,
you find the church shines forth in those kind of times.
Vous allez voir l'église en train de briller
because everything secondary is laid aside at that time.
Parce que tout ce qui est secondaire est déposé
all côté. The unnecessary things we see them as being unnecessary.
Tout ce qui est
where when everything's so well in our lives, we can focus so much on the unnecessaries.
Mais quand les choses sont si bien dans notre
the necessary things become important to us.
Les choses inutiles deviennent importantes pour nous.
And God knows that.
Et Dieu sait cela.
And that's why God he leads his people.
C'est pourquoi Dieu a
as individuals
peuple, en tant qu'individu,
into troublous times, stormy waters,
dans des temps
sickness in the home,
dans la maladie,
trouble
dans la
in the finances,
les difficultés financières,
difficulties with the family, the children,
les
problems in church,
la
whatever.
Famille, dans l'église, avec les enfants,
it's the tender hand of Jehovah.
C'est la main tendre de Jehovah.
Because he doesn't want his people
parce qu'il ne veut pas
to become conditioned to the world
être conditionné comme le
or
monde,
to walk like the people of the world.
De marcher comme les
or to worship the way the world worships. So it says in Exodus 2, and it came in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up unto God.
Et leur cri monta jusqu'à Dieu.
By reason of the bondage.
À cause de l'esclavage.
They always prayed.
Ils avaient toujours
prié. I'm sure every morning they cried to the Lord in different ways.
Je crois que chaque matin ils priaient.
But there was a
manière.
Difference this time.
Mais c'était différent cette fois-ci.
It says verse 24, and God heard their groaning.
Et Dieu entendit leur gémissement.
And God remembered his covenant.
Et Dieu se souvint de
why? Because Israel had remembered the covenant.
Parce que Israël s'était
souvenu. Israel, I mean, we've got a covenant, God. Why do we have to suffer like
Israël
this?
A dit, nous avons un Dieu d'alliance. Pourquoi
when Utah start taking the covenant seriously, he starts taking the covenant seriously.
Au sérieux, lui aussi la
but when you just think, oh, well, it's nice to have the covenant, but it doesn't affect me much at this time. The heavens are silent. God says, fine. You don't need my manifestation at this time.
Dieu dit, vous ne voulez pas ma manifestation
but God maintenant. Wants to manifest himself on behalf of his children.
Mais Dieu ne va pas se manifester
so
à son peuple.
Expect in your life regularly
attendez-vous dans votre
situations
vie
where you need to see the covenant God do something for you. That keeps you in a good spiritual condition. Tribulations, trials, sicknesses, woes, misfortunes. God knows what's best for us, friends.
Dieu sait ce qui est bon pour nous.
And it says in verse 25, and God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. He respected them now.
Dieu les honora.
Because they were respecting their worship.
Parce que ils honoraient l'adoration.
Because they were having now respect unto the promises.
Parce que ils honoraient, ils
respectaient that became
la promesse.
Their hope. That became their focus.
C'est là est devenu leur espoir, leur
when they were
point de
when they were fellowshipping in their homes.
Quand ils communiaient dans
before
leur
maybe
maison,
they were speaking about the fashions of the day and all these things.
Peut-être avant, ils parlaient de la mode et toutes ces choses.
But then there came a change
in the atmosphere in Egypt.
And now the people didn't start to worry about the fashions and
mais les gens, au lieu de ces,
the latest music and those kind of things. Or what sister so-and-so did, or what brother so-and-so did, that wasn't important. What was important? What did God say about it? They would encourage themselves in the promises of God. They would fellowship around the covenant promises, being the covenant people. And they started to create an atmosphere. And it's the atmosphere that brings the results. It's the atmosphere that brings the supernatural amongst the children of God. And the supernatural dropped down the pillar of fire in their midst. And they started to see the manifestation of the promises of God on their behalf. Just at the time of the Exodus. It's always like that. That's why the prophet, when he speaks of the squeeze, we read this one last week. Some part of it in Look Away to Jesus, but we never got this part. But just for the people who don't know much about the message, this is where the prophet says about a squeeze coming on the bride.
Le prophète parle de la pression qui vient.
How much it will be? Maybe it's going to differ from country to country.
Peut-être cela va être différent d'un pays à l'autre.
Friends, the believers in Africa don't need a squeeze. Look at the condition they're in.
Les croyants en Afrique n'ont pas besoin.
But we need a squeeze.
Les conditions là-bas, mais ici nous.
And let's be honest with ourselves.
Et nous devons.
We need a squeeze.
Nous avons besoin de cette.
We're going to need something in the Western world, especially.
Et surtout ici en Occident.
So that we stop looking at some of the things we do.
Parfois, nous devons
and we start looking at some of the things we should have been looking at all along.
À regarder aux choses que nous devons regarder.
But God knows what we need. So we leave that to him.
Nous devons faire, nous avons besoin, nous les
so he says, I'm going to say something to you that I haven't said all along.
Il dit, je vais dire quelque chose que j'ai jamais dit avant.
The thing we've looked forward to for so long.
La chose pour la, que nous avons attendu pendant si longtemps.
The third pool has been vindicated.
Le troisième pool a été confirmé.
The manifestation of God.
La manifestation de
the
Dieu.
Creative manifestation of God on behalf of his people.
La plus grande manifestation de Dieu envers
the
son
spoken
peuple.
Word.
La parole parlée.
He says, I'm sure you know what it is.
Il dit, je crois que vous savez ce que c'est.
He says, remember, there'll never be an impersonation of that.
Il dit, rappelez-vous, il n'y aura jamais d'imitation.
It can't be.
Il n'y en aura jamais.
But right at this time now it's happened so it could identify its presence among you.
Il dit, ça s'est produit en ce moment pour qu'il puisse, vous pouvez identifier sa présence au milieu de vous.
But it'll not be used in a great way.
Mais cela ne va pas être utilisé
until this council begins to tighten up.
Jusqu'à ce que ce conseil,
see, this is,
ce conseil d'église commence à serrer.
This is a very scriptural pattern.
Ça, c'est vraiment un modèle
it's spirituel. Always like this.
C'est toujours comme ceci.
He says,
dit,
and when it does,
et quand cela se produit,
when that does, when the council starts to tighten,
et quand cela vient,
the Pentecostals and so forth can almost impersonate anything that can be done.
Les Pentecostistes peuvent imiter tout ce qu'ils peuvent.
But when that time comes,
mais quand ce temps-là vient,
when the squeeze comes down,
quand la pression descend,
then you'll see
alors vous verrez,
what you've seen temporarily
ce que vous avez vu temporairement,
be manifest in the fullness of its power.
Manifesté dans la plénitude
that's
de sa
the
puissance.
Covenant activated on behalf.
Ça, c'est l'alliance
that's
activée.
The token covenant activated in its fullness.
Ça, c'est le signe de l'alliance activée dans sa plénitude.
When you're going to see God
quand vous allez voir Dieu,
glorified in,
glorifié,
through and by his people.
En et au travers son peuple.
In measure now, yes.
Oui, comment il est?
But it says in the fullness of its power.
Maintenant, il est dans
so
sa,
it's a very scriptural pattern.
Là, ce sera dans la plénitude
very
de sa
scriptural
puissance.
Order. Let's not forget what he said about the government.
N'oublions pas ce qu'il dit au sujet du gouvernement.
When the government was after the prophet
le
on the tax case,
prophète, à cause de
though he had done
taxes,
nothing wrong,
Il n'avait rien fait de mal.
It hindered him from traveling. It was a great problem in his ministry for some years.
De travailler, de voyager, c'était un grand problème pendant des années.
He says, then it came to me and I looked in the Bible.
J'ai regardé dans la Bible.
Every man in the Bible, no exceptions.
Il dit chaque homme dans la Bible sans exception.
If Satan couldn't get them on morals or something,
si Satan ne pouvait pas les attraper dans la morale ou autre chose,
the government caught them.
Le gouvernement pour les attraper.
Go right back anywhere you want. Allez, all the way down the Bible.
Partout dans la Bible.
Moses.
Moïse.
Who gave Moses a hard time? Pharaoh, the government.
Qui a rendu des temps difficiles.
And the government was united with religion, Jannes and Jambres.
Le gouvernement avec la religion était uni.
Daniel. Who gave Daniel a hard time?
Qui a rendu des temps durs à
when
Daniel.
The government started getting involved in religion.
Quand le gouvernement s'est impliqué dans
and
la
starting
religion.
Passing laws that you can only worship the king.
Si vous n'adorez pas le roi.
It's always the government, friends. Watch when the government and the churches come together.
Quand le gouvernement et l'église
watch when the government start passing laws that affect our worship.
Quand le gouvernement prend des lois qui
what we can say and what we can't say.
Que nous pouvons dire, c'est
we're heading to the end, friends.
Nous arrivons vers la
it's
fin.
The end time.
C'est le temps de la fin.
This always happens at the end.
Ça arrive toujours à la fin.
He says the Hebrew children.
Les enfants,
who threw them in the fiery furnace?
Les avaient jetés
was Nebuchadnezzar
fenêtre.
And his army?
C'était Nebuchadnezzar et son armée.
John the Baptist.
Jean Baptiste.
Who chopped off his head? The Roman government.
Sa tête, c'était le gouvernement.
Died by the governor, capital punishment.
Jésus
Paul,
mort,
who put Paul to death?
Paul,
Caesar.
Paul, c'était César.
Peter was Pierre. Crucified by the government.
A été crucifié par le gouvernement.
James the Great, James the Less.
Jean le Grand, Jean le Petit.
Every one of them died under the government.
Tout le monde a été tué sous le
so
gouvernement.
He's going to try to get us on morals and that first, the devil.
Ils essaient de nous amener d'abord en cet endroit.
But when he sees that we are people of principle,
quand il voit que nous sommes des gens de principe,
that we live according to the dictates of our conscience,
que nous vivons conformément à ce que notre conscience,
and that conscience is governed by the word of God,
est gouverné par la parole de Dieu.
He knows there's a certain sacred place we don't admit anybody else to come. Just us and our God. He's going to start to try to trample in there. He's going to try our consciences to see if we'll compromise on the things which you believe. That's what he did down through the days of the Bible. And that's going to happen. It's already happening. Already many of the things we say we're not supposed to say.
Il y a beaucoup de choses que nous disons que nous ne sommes même pas censés dire.
But what can we do?
Mais qu'est-ce que nous pouvons faire?
What can we do? When they said to Peter and them, you can't preach in this name anymore.
Ils ont dit à Pierre, tu peux pas.
They said we ought to obey God and not man.
Il a dit, il serait mieux d'obéir à Dieu.
We obey the governments up to the point that God has given them jurisdiction.
Là où Dieu leur a donné la jurisdiction.
We pay our taxes.
Nous payons les taxes.
We try our best to obey the speed limit. Today we are speeding a little bit because we were late for Sunday school.
Même si nous sommes en retard.
I overtook Brother Brian and I said to Gitana, I said, oh, we're doing 140 here. But we try, because we must give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. But that's only one side of the coin. Give to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar. And give to God that which belongs to God. And when Caesar wants to take what belongs to God, we say no. We don't obey Caesar then. And you say, but you can be in prison, we'll have trouble.
Friends,
there's 68 million of our brothers and sisters who were put to death for this faith. In the dark ages, Paul was put to death. Peter was put to death. Why do we think we must go to heaven on a flowery bed of ease? If that's the path is ordained for you and me, friends, if the squeeze gets that much, I don't know. Who knows how far it's going to go?
Peu importe où combien loin
but
cela
be
peut aller.
Prepared, my friend.
Mais sois préparé, mon ami.
Be prepared.
Soyez préparé.
Because are you in a better spiritual condition than the believers in the dark ages?
Parce que vous êtes dans une condition spirituelle meilleure que ceux des
or the early church.
Des ténèbres.
They suffered persecution.
Ils avaient souffert la persécution.
Paul and Silas were beaten and put into prison.
Paul et Silas ont été frappés, jetés en
let's
prison.
Let's not think it can't happen to us.
De tout ce qui peut nous
go
arriver.
To Iran, see our brothers that have been imprisoned there.
Allez en Iran, voyez comment.
Go to China, see our brothers worshiping underground. Because it's against the law to worship unless you're in the Three Self Church, whatever it's called, the government church.
Il est contre, c'est contre la loi d'obéir là-bas, à moins que vous soyez dans l'église.
Don't think it won't happen to us.
Ne pensez pas que cela ne va pas nous
arriver. And that's what I want to get on to now.
C'est ce que
we have to prepare
maintenant.
Ourselves now for what's to come.
Nous devons nous préparer pour ce qui
because
va
it's
venir.
Too late trying to prepare yourself when it's there.
Quand cela se produit, ce sera tard.
God always wants to prepare His people before the event.
Dieu veut toujours préparer son peuple.
And you've
avant
got to make sure that you're prepared, friends.
Vous devez être sûr que vous êtes
you
préparé.
Don't want to be a foolish virgin in this age. That when the crisis comes, you go now seeking to buy what you should have bought before. Because you've slumbered and you've slept, but you haven't. You don't really have the basis to slumber and sleep.
Vous avez dormi pendant que vous auriez pu faire quelque chose.
The foolish virgin, where did they get the confidence from to sleep at that time?
Les vierges
they weren't prepared to go into the feast.
Tellement confiance de dormir pendant qu'elle pouvait faire quelque
That's
chose.
That's what Laodicea does to us.
C'est ce que Laodicea nous a
like
fait.
Like what Delilah did to Samson.
C'est ce que Delilah a fait à Samson.
You'll fall asleep on her knees.
Il a fait dormir sur ses,
and then,
ses
friends,
genoux.
When she binds you and afflicts you,
et quand elle commence à vous ligoter,
then you want to rise up and say, well, God's going to help me now, and you don't know that God's not there.
Vous commencez à dire, Dieu aide-moi, mais Dieu n'est plus là.
Let that never be the portion of a believer.
Cela ne sera jamais la part du croyant.
God doesn't want His children to come to things like that.
Dieu ne veut pas que son peuple arrive en
He wants us to be prepared now
il veut qu'on se prépare maintenant
for that which is to come.
Pour ce qui doit se produire.
And that's why the prophet says, the government, they get you every time.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit,
he says, because every government is the seat of Satan.
Parce qu'il dit, chaque gouvernement est le siège de Satan.
Jesus said so. The Bible said so.
Dit, la Bible l'a dit.
Remember, the Satan came to Jesus.
Satan était venu à Jésus.
If you fall down and worship
dit,
me,
si tu m'adores,
he has all the kingdoms of the earth.
Tout le
I give them to you.
Je vais te les donner.
Shows who did they belong to.
Il montre à qui cela
That's how the Bible says Satan is the god of this evil age.
C'est la Bible dit, Satan est le dieu de cet âge mauvais.
He's the ruler of this current darkness.
Il est le maître de cette ténèbre.
There's not one government in this world that is governed by the Holy Ghost.
Il y a aucun gouvernement dans ce monde qui est conduit par le
Thessalonians tells us the Holy Ghost is restraining them.
La Bible dit seulement que le Saint-Esprit les contient, les garde.
He's holding it back.
Il les prévient.
Until the sons and daughters of God are sealed.
Jusqu'à ce que les fils
then he lets
Dieu
it go.
Sont scellés, alors
then the bride goes in the rapture.
Alors l'épouse va dans la lèvre.
And then Satan has full control.
Alors Satan aura
the
le
beast will rule of all the kingdoms of the earth.
Le maître de tous les royaumes de la terre.
What Satan always desired but has never yet had.
Le Satan a toujours désiré mais il n'a jamais eu cela.
He obtains it in this generation.
Il va l'obtenir en cette génération.
Because the Holy Ghost is taken off the earth with the bride.
Parce que le Saint-Esprit est retiré de la terre avec l'épouse.
And Satan is given full jurisdiction for time, times and half a time.
Et
three and a half
Satan,
years.
Il lui est donné la juridiction pendant 3 ans et demi.
And you wouldn't want to be here at that time.
Et vous voulez pas être ici pendant
because
ce
the dark age was about a shadow.
Parce que l'âge des ténèbres c'était seulement une ombre.
The persecution of the Jews under Hitler was but a shadow.
La persécution des Juifs sous Hitler c'était seulement
of
une
that
ombre.
Of that which is to come.
Mais de ce qui
the prophet
venir.
Says that pre-tribulation, that amateur tribulation under Hitler and Mussolini.
Une tribulation amateur.
Friends, you wouldn't want it to be a Jew stuck in Europe at that kind of a time.
Un juif qui était en Europe pendant ce temps-là, c'était très mauvais.
And you don't want to be a believer.
Et vous voulez pas être un croyant.
Left behind.
Laissé derrière.
When there's been a people that have esteemed the covenant.
Quand il y a des gens qui ont donné de la valeur.
And the covenant God has manifested Himself in and on behalf of His people.
Et l'alliance de Dieu s'est manifestée pour son peuple.
And there's a people that have been changed in the moment in a twinkling of an eye.
Il y a des gens qui ont été changés en un clin d'œil.
And this mortality puts on immortality.
Et ce corps mortel va revêtir.
And will be caught up. Together with them, the dead in Christ, to meet Him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Friends, we're going to need those words to comfort us down the way. If things keep going the way that they are, we're going to need to comfort ourselves with those words, says saints. The covenant God is faithful to His covenant promise. And that's why those things were offered by the devil.
C'est comme ça que les choses étaient offertes par le diable.
To Jesus.
À Jésus.
But Jesus being the word, he refused.
Mais Jésus étant la parole, il a refusé.
He says, you shall worship the Lord your God. Him alone shall you
il dit,
worship.
Tu adoreras seulement le Seigneur ton Dieu. Alleluia.
And one of the best examples you find in the Bible of the end time.
L'un des meilleurs exemples que vous trouvez dans
the
la
prophet
Bible,
speaks of many times is the book of Daniel.
Le prophète en parle, c'est le livre de Daniel.
When you want to really see what Babylon is like, go and look in the book of Daniel.
Il dit, quand vous voulez réaliser ce que c'est Babylone, allez voir.
Daniel speaks of our age.
Daniel parle de notre âge.
The image erected.
L'image élevée,
forced worship.
L'adoration forcée.
The government being supreme.
Nebuchadnezzar
and the kings in the book of Daniel.
Et les rois dans le livre de Daniel.
There's something about the book of Daniel.
It
foreshadows our time.
Qui préfigure notre
but one
temps.
Thing I love about it,
mais ce que j'aime
when the squeeze
sujet,
came down on Daniel,
quand la pression est venue sur Daniel,
Daniel chapter 6,
Daniel chapitre
when
6,
the laws were passed,
quand les lois étaient votées,
that no man can worship
personne ne peut
or pray to anyone except for the king for 30 days.
Dieu à part le roi pendant 40 jours.
It says, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel.
Ils ont commencé à chercher d'occasion contre Daniel.
The devil's always trying to find occasion against us.
Le diable essaie toujours de trouver une occasion contre
nous. He'll try to tempt us in various ways.
Il essaie de nous
money, woman, popularity.
Les femmes, l'argent, la popularité.
You have to overcome those things.
Nous vainquons toutes ces
choses.
You have
to overcome yourself.
Ça, c'est vous vaincre vous-même.
But if you overcome,
mais si vous vainquez,
Satan pays attention.
Soyez prudent.
And he starts to seek to find an occasion.
Il commence à
concerning
moyen
the kingdom.
Le royaume.
But it says they could find none occasion because there was no fault in Daniel.
Mais ils pouvaient rien trouver parce qu'il y avait pas de faute.
Verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. That was a testimony, friends.
C'était un témoignage.
That was a real testimony. The unbeliever says, the only way we're going to get this guy is we're going to have to try to get him on the law of his God.
Les incroyants ont dit cet homme la seule manière de l'avoir c'est dans la loi.
Don't you want to be like that?
Ne voulez-vous pas être comme
ça? The problem is we want everyone to speak well of us at school, at college, at work.
Le prophète dit nous ne voulons même pas parler de ça.
Yes, he's religious, but yeah, he's one of us.
Il dit il est
bien. I don't want to be one of the world. We're not called to be part of the world.
It's
to love everybody. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But we're called to separate ourselves. There's got to be a dividing line, friends. Be nice and kind to everyone. But to allow fellowship, people have to come within your boundaries as a believer.
Mais pour communier, quelqu'un doit traverser.
Can't allow people to smoke cigarettes in your house and drink beer and stuff, alcohol in your house as a believer. They can do that outside, but once they cross the threshold of your doorway, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have to stand for that principle, friends. You lose a lot of friends. I lost, when I became a message believer, I lost all of my friends. The brothers from Zimbabwe know. They thought I'd gone mad. Because I was going to worship in the townships.
Parce que j'allais adorer dans les banlieues.
And I would go to all my old friends and I would speak to them and they thought I'd gone mad.
J'ai parlé à mes vieux amis, ils disaient que
I never separated from them, they separated from me.
Je me suis pas séparé d'eux, ils se sont séparés de
just
moi.
Recently, my cousin, he emailed me, wanted to find some details about getting a visa to the UK.
Seulement, il y a pas longtemps, un de mes cousins
I haven't spoken to him for more than 20 years, my cousin.
Pendant 20 ans, il pouvait pas me parler.
I tried my best, helped the man.
J'ai essayé de mon mieux.
The moment I mentioned to the guy that I was a Christian,
parce que je lui ai dit que j'étais chrétien,
never contacted me again.
Il ne m'a jamais plus contacté.
You find that often, friends.
Vous le trouvez souvent.
You find it yourself.
Vous le trouvez vous-même.
You just try to speak about Christ.
Quand
you try to be faithful to what you believe.
Christ.
It's painful, but what can you do?
C'est dur, mais
he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Il dit, je vous abandonnerai
he
pas.
Says, if you will confess me before men,
il dit, si vous me
confessez I will confess you before my Father and his holy angels. But if you deny me before men,
si vous me
I will deny you before my Father and his angels.
Mon père et les
let's
anges.
Be careful in this age, friends.
Soyons prudents.
It's an age of everyone, oh, everyone's rights, everyone must love each other. That's fine.
C'est l'âge où nous devons nous aimer tout le monde.
But that doesn't apply to us.
Mais cela ne
we don't have to love the sin that's in this age.
Nous ne devons pas aimer le péché qui est dans ce
it's cas. Not popular to speak against it.
Et c'est pas populaire d'en parler.
But friends, there's one law that's going to govern a believer.
Mais y a une loi qui va
that's the law of your conscience.
C'est la loi de la conscience.
And no believer willingly will ever break that secret law of his conscience. And when they brought Daniel to this place, and they said, Daniel, you're a big man in the kingdom. You've got a lot to lose here, my friend. Life's going well. You're the big man in the palace. You're the big man in government. Just compromise a bit. It's only 30 days. Pray in your heart. You don't have to be a fanatic. Friends, I love Daniel. Look what the Bible says about him. The prophet says, first I'll read this. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, when he knew that law had been passed, he went into his house, his windows being open in the chamber towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and he prayed and gave thanks before his God. And he has the key, as he did before time. Don't wait for then, my friend. You won't have the power. Don't wait for then. If you can't do it now, you're never going to do it then. If you can't be faithful in prayer now, if you can't be disciplined now and faithful to your conscience in small things now, how are you going to be faithful when you're facing up to the laws of the land, the government, the police?
It
doesn't work. But he who's faithful in the small things, when you stand for him faithfully on a daily basis like Daniel, 3 times a day this man prayed, then the law came across the way of his conscience and says, you can't pray anymore. He didn't make a fuss. He wasn't arrogant about it. He just went and did what he always did. Don't you want that kind of a life? That when the crisis comes, you just keep doing what you're doing. That's a believer, friend. You just keep doing what you've always done. The foolish virgin didn't know that. They had to try to find something new at that time, which they didn't have in the experience. But the wise virgin, it's okay. Hey, the crisis has come. Let's trim our lamps.
Quand la crise est venue, ils ont allumé leur
lampe. They just did what they always had done. They didn't have to panic when the crisis came. Those same principles that you have found have kept you on a daily basis, that have delivered you from the temptations of this age, are the same principles that will take you right the way through to the end. You don't need anything new, friends, as a genuine believer. Daniel knew his God. He knew how to pray. He had come many times and heaven had answered his prayers. He just continued on like that. And he said, let whatever comes. But this is my responsibility. And he was faithful. It says, now look where it started. It didn't start in Daniel chapter 6. It started in Daniel chapter 1 when he was a young man. And that's what I worry about the young people. Where's the principle these days? Where's the backbone to stand at school for what you believe, to be different than the rest? Daniel, when he was young, imagine he was offered such a privilege. He was of the seed of the king. They brought the king's seed up from Israel into Babylon. And the king said, find the finest young men. Feed them from the king's table. Teach them the king's wisdom.
It
was a great privilege. And Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were the favored ones. Life was going to be easy for them. But Daniel looked at that table that was being set. And he looked at that food that Babylon wanted to serve. And he said, this is not kosher. This food has not been prepared according to the laws of my God. They weren't allowed to eat meat with blood. Food had to be prepared a certain way. And many people might have said, but Daniel,
Mais plusieurs gens pouvaient dire, mais Daniel,
you're going to be the odd man out. You're going to get yourself in trouble.
Tu vas être un homme bizarre. Tu vas
you're going to make trouble for other people.
Tu vas créer des problèmes pour les
but
autres.
He was governed by one principle. That was the principle of his conscience.
Mais il était conduit par un seul principe,
and he said, it's not right
il dit, c'était pas
for
juste
me to go against my conscience.
Pour moi d'agir contre ma conscience.
Remember, that's what Martin Luther said when he was before that great council of kings and potentates.
C'est ce que Martin Luther a dit quand il était devant ce grand conseil.
As just a humble monk, his life was gone.
Il était un simple moine, sa vie était ruinée.
Here was the Vatican representative, the whole of the Roman Empire.
Il se tenait devant le représentant du Vatican.
And he had to stand there as an individual, a little monk.
Il devait se tenir là, un individu, un moine.
And they tried to say, do you know more than everybody else?
Il a demandé, est-ce que tu sais, tu connais plus que
and they tried to get him to renounce.
Et on voulait l'amener
the things
à
he had written, the books that he had written, the things he had said.
Les livres qu'il avait écrits.
And it shook him.
Cela l'avait secoué.
But then he straightened himself.
Mais il s'est remis.
And he said, it's not lawful.
Il dit, c'est pas conforme
to
à la
go
loi
against your conscience.
D'agir contre
he
votre
said,
conscience.
It's not right.
Il dit, c'est pas juste.
Friend, whatever you do, never go against the conscience that God has given you.
Peu importe ce que vous faites, n'allez jamais contre la conscience.
No matter how much it costs you. Be faithful. Don't think about it too much. Daniel never said to that day when the law was brought to him, you can't pray anymore, and thought about it. He said, no. He said, there's nothing to think about here. I know what's right. I know the principle that's right. And he was faithful to that principle. But it didn't start then. It started in the days of his youth. It started in the small things. He determined that he wasn't going to defile himself. And he requested, please, I can't eat this. I can't drink this. And God had great respect to Daniel because of that. And it was that principle in him. Then the next couple of chapters, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The fiery furnace. When everybody else, all the other Jews were bowing down.
Quand tous les autres juifs s'inclinaient,
and there was a fiery furnace.
Et il y avait la fournaise ardente.
They were the only ones still standing.
Ils étaient les seuls debout.
They were the only ones. That's not easy, friends.
C'était pas facile.
If you don't know your God,
si vous ne
you will
pas
never
Dieu,
be able to do that at that
vous ne
time.
Jamais à mes yeux de le faire.
If you don't know Him now,
si vous ne le connaissez pas
if maintenant, you don't know Him now on those sacred sands in your soul now,
si vous ne le connaissez pas maintenant dans ces sables
don't fool yourself that you'll be able to stand. You won't be able
ne
to stand
pas
there.
Que vous allez résister, vous n'allez
These
pas.
Are not issues of flesh and blood.
Dans ces corps de chair et de sang.
He's going to have to be in you.
Il doit être en vous.
He's going to have to stand with you as you will never stand.
Il doit se tenir à vous comme jamais auparavant.
And that's why it's very important.
C'est pourquoi c'est très
the
important.
Basis of how you start off.
Les bases de comment vous avez
when
commencé.
You find believers starting off with too many exceptions,
commencer avec beaucoup
too many questions,
avec beaucoup de questions
about small things that are insignificant, be careful of that kind of thing. Once you catch a revelation, yes, it's good to have questions.
C'est bien d'avoir des questions.
But the most important things people should be focusing on is, how do I receive the Holy Ghost? Like the disciples, teach me to pray. How can I overcome the world? How can I overcome myself? How can I overcome these thoughts and these habits and these customs that I've grown up in? Surely that should be the question as a young believer, that should be the most important thing. Is how can I meet God? How can I know Him? How can I walk with God in this day? Surely that should be the focus of a believer's life. Because that's the thing we're going to need down the way, friends. When we're not there, when you're not there and I'm on my own, and the crisis comes, it's between me and my God. I have to know Him. And I need to have known Him before I get there. I can't expect to meet Him there.
Je peux pas espérer
I need to know Him before I get there.
Je dois l'avoir rencontré
that's the principle of God's Word.
C'est le principe de la parole
and that's
de
why
Dieu.
Prayer is such an important thing.
C'est pourquoi la prière est une chose, c'est très important.
For someone to learn how to meet God on the sacred sands of prayer.
Pour que quelqu'un apprenne à rencontrer Dieu sur les lieux sacrés
it's
de prière.
So important.
C'est tellement important.
If you've never known how to pray until you've broken through.
Si vous n'avez jamais appris comment prier,
until you've met God,
jusqu'à ce que vous rencontrez
Dieu, you're in a dangerous condition spiritually,
vous êtes dans une condition
because you're
dangereuse.
Not prepared for that which is to come.
Parce que vous n'êtes pas préparé à ce qui vient.
I'll read you a quote here. The prophet speaking of those sacred sands.
Le prophète parle du sable sacré.
He says, friend,
il dit, ami,
no matter what you've done,
peu importe ce que vous avez
no matter what dreams you've had, no matter what sensations you've had,
des sensations que vous avez
if you still haven't got that real trust and faith in God,
si vous n'avez jamais eu cette confiance et cette foi en Dieu,
that real something is real in your heart,
cette chose de réel dans votre cœur,
that you know
et que vous savez,
that you met God on them sacred sands,
et que vous avez rencontré Dieu dans ces sables sacrés,
where you can go right back there in the backside of the desert,
et vous pouvez y retourner là derrière le désert,
like Moses did,
comme Moïse l'a fait,
met him there,
et le rencontrer là-bas,
and put your finger on the place,
et pointez votre doigt.
If you are trusting in anything else,
vous ne croyez,
if you are trusting in your knowledge of the message,
vous ne croyez pas dans votre connaissance,
if you are trusting in flesh and blood that's around you,
vous
be careful,
pas dans la chair et les sang qui sont autour de vous,
because on that day,
parce qu'en ce jour,
when you have to stand,
quand vous devez, vous allez vous tenir,
it's only people,
c'est seulement
like Daniel,
gens.
Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People that had met him in a personal way on those sacred sands where God meets the believer in their soul and you know that you've met him. That is the only armor. That's the only defense that you go, that you can have confidence in, that you'll stand on that day. I gave that example. It's been so real to me these days of that man in the dark ages, because it's such a principle there. He knew the truth. He knew Luther's message. He stood for it. He was arrested for it. He was put in prison for it. Then he was told he must burn.
Alors on lui a dit qu'il va
and then when
brûlé.
He saw the stake,
et quand il a vu
when he saw
bichet,
the flames,
quand il a vu les flammes,
when he saw death before him,
quand il a vu la mort
he was lui. Honest, he knew in his experience.
Il était honnête, il savait dans
he
son
didn't
experience
have what it took at that time.
Qu'il n'avait pas ce qui
he had
exigé.
Never really met God.
Il n'avait pas réellement rencontré Dieu.
And then when he got down on his knees,
et il s'est agenouillé.
And he started to call upon the name of the Lord.
Il a commencé à chercher le Seigneur.
If you read that account, it's a real, real sweet account.
Et si vous lisez
it says
histoire,
God broke through into his soul.
Il dit, Dieu descendit dans son âme.
And the man experienced the reality of God in prayer.
A expérimenté la réalité de Dieu.
He had a sacred sands experience.
Il a eu cette expérience du sable sacré.
He met God himself.
Il a rencontré Dieu.
He didn't only know God's truth, but he knew God himself.
Il ne connaissait pas seulement la vérité de Dieu, mais
then
Dieu
he got up from that time of prayer.
Et à partir de cette prière là.
And he went rejoicing.
Il s'est levé
and he died, and he left a testimony that speaks to us in this
age. Il est mort, laissant un témoignage qui nous
but the prophet says that you know that you met him. Friends, this is the thing in this age that each and every one of us need to go back to and be honest with ourselves. Do we know him? Have we met him on those sacred sands? That is the key. That is the passport. That is the armor. That's everything that you need for what's to come. It's standing for him. And meeting him. That is the only thing that empowers a believer to stand like Daniel stood. Because Daniel knew him. He had been many times in communion with the heavens. The reality of the kingdom of God was in his bosom. That's how when the kingdom of man came to contradict what he believed, it wasn't his willpower. It was the strength
mais c'était la force
of his God
de son Dieu
that took him through that situation.
Qui l'a fait traverser
and that's the only
situation
thing that's going to take us through, friends.
C'est tout ce que cela va nous
despite
demander.
Our good intentions,
nous pouvons avoir des bonnes
despite
intentions.
All that we say now, like Peter, all the great claims we make, we'll never deny him. We will deny him.
Même tout ce, peu importe ce que nous disons.
But Jesus said,
mais Jésus a
when
dit,
they take you before their councils,
quand on va vous amener devant
don't
les
think about what you'll say.
Ne pas ce que
because
vous
it'll be
dire.
The Spirit of my Father.
C'est l'esprit de mon
He's
père
going to speak through
qui
you.
Va parler au travers
but
de
we've
vous.
Got to be in that condition, friends. Just coming to a close. Let's look at one more example.
Voyons un autre exemple.
Let's look at Jacob. We'll close with Jacob. In fact, I'll just finish this quote here. The prophet says, if you can't put your finger on the place where it happened,
si vous ne pouvez pas pointer votre doigt
where you
à
met God yourself,
arrivé, comme,
it won't work.
Là, si vous
it's not going to work up there, friend.
Ne va pas
it's
là-bas.
Not going to work. No matter how much you think it's going to work, it's not going to work.
Pas se produire, peu importe combien vous y pensez.
And then he gives us something to qualify it.
Alors, il nous donne quelque
and
chose
if you think you've been there,
et si vous croyez que vous y
avez and you still
été,
care for the world,
et vous avez toujours,
you haven't
vous
been there,
le monde, vous n'avez
your
pas
life
là.
Proves it.
Yeah. Votre vie
if
le
you
prouve.
Love Laodicea, you've never been there, friends,
si
on those sacred sands. If you love the systems of men, you've never been there. Because once you've been there, you've tasted the real thing. You know the real king.
Vous connaissez le vrai
you know the real kingdom.
Vous connaissez le vrai royaume.
All of these are going to be done away with and that kingdom is going to be established.
Toutes ces choses vont passer quand ce royaume va s'établir.
But he says your life proves it.
Mais il dit votre
if you still love the music of this world,
si
you haven't been there.
Aimer la musique du monde, vous n'avez
not
pas
to say you haven't been forgiven.
Vous ne dites pas que vous avez été pardonné.
But your soul has never met him.
Mais
in the way that you need to meet him.
N'a pas rencontré
if you still love the fashions faire, of this world,
si vous aimez
the entertainment
monde,
of this world,
les distractions de ce monde,
your life proves that you've never been there.
Votre vie prouve que vous n'avez
and
pas
be
été
honest
là-bas.
With yourself.
Soyez honnête.
Because you don't yet have what it takes
parce que vous n'avez pas
for what's to come.
Faut.
You can speak about the squeeze as much as you want and expect a third pull, but you're not qualified for it. You don't yet have the qualifications to make it through that time. But while it is yet today, God is still as real as he's ever been. He still wants to meet people on those sacred sands. That when you will seek him with all your heart, when you will esteem his covenant promises of his word, he's going to have respect to that same covenant and you will meet him and you will know for the rest of your days I met him and you'll be able to go back and put your finger on the time and the place to say I know him like Paul said in the power of his resurrection. That's what we need, friends, for what's to come. We've got to prepare now. Let's finish with Jacob.
Terminons avec Jacob.
Genesis 32.
Genèse 32.
Jacob wasn't qualified.
Jacob n'était pas qualifié.
Here came Esau.
Voici Esau qui vient.
Jacob. It says the messengers returned to Jacob saying, we came to your brother Esau. He's coming to meet you. And 400 men with him. Now, Jacob had been a religious boy. He grew up in the message.
Jacob était un homme religieux. Il était
he had dreams. He had had different things that he had seen and experienced.
Il avait eu des songes et beaucoup de choses qu'il avait vécu.
But he was honest at this time.
Mais il était honnête.
He knew he didn't have what it took
il savait qu'il n'avait pas ce qu'il
to meet
faut
this hour of crisis that was coming.
Pour affronter cette crise qui venait.
I mean, no, Jacob meeting Esau was a type of the Jews.
Je sais que nous
in the tribulation
que
period,
la rencontre de Jacob, c'était comme
when Rome will break the covenant, Esau, once she gets the money tied up and the persecution comes against Israel,
et la persécution est
Jacob's trouble.
Israël, les troubles de Jacob.
But Jacob,
Jacob,
to show he wasn't ready, verse 7,
pour montrer ce qu'il n'était
then
pas
Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he started making his own plan now.
Il a commencé à former son plan.
He was greatly afraid and distressed. Exactly like that man when he faced the stake and it was burning. Greatly afraid and distressed. The prophet in 32, we'll just finish off. And Jacob, at the end of it now, was left alone. And they wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. And he said, let me go for the day breaks. And he said, I will not let you go except you bless me. Jacob met the angel of the Lord on the sacred sands of Peniel, the face of God. Now we'll finish with the prophet from Ashamed with him. In his presence, sorry.
Dans le message, en sa présence.
After Jacob had wrestled all night,
après que Jacob se soit battu toute la
confessing
nuit,
his sins.
Confessant ses péchés.
You remember the place?
Vous souvenez-vous de la place?
It was called Peniel.
C'était appelé Peniel.
The face of Almighty God.
La face du Dieu Tout-Puissant.
He knew about God.
Il connaissait Dieu.
He knew the word of God.
Il connaissait la parole de Dieu.
But now he met God.
Maintenant, il rencontra Dieu.
He came face to face with God.
Il est venu face à face avec Dieu.
His name was Jacob, which means supplanter.
Son nom était Jacob,
deceiver.
Supplanteur.
He had run all his life
il a couru toute sa vie
away from God.
Loin de Dieu.
But when he got one time in the presence of God at Peniel,
mais quand il est arrivé en présence de Dieu à Peniel,
in the face of God,
en la face de Dieu,
he got a hold of God.
Il a tenu Dieu.
And he wouldn't let him loose.
This
was prayer, friends. This was real prayer.
Réelle prière.
The prophet says the problem with us in prayer, the moment we start feeling a little bit of blessing, we get up and we go.
Le problème c'est que quand nous commençons à sentir une petite bénédiction,
he
la
says,
prière,
no, when his presence is there, take advantage.
Lay
a hold of him, go all the way.
Continuez avec lui.
Go all the way, wrestle with him until you overcome yourself.
Battez-vous avec lui jusqu'à ce que vous vainquiez vous-même.
Until there's a permanent change.
Jusqu'à ce qu'il y ait un changement
permanent. Until you no more Jacob, but you become Israel.
Quand vous n'êtes plus Jacob, mais vous devenez Israël.
He says, "Oh, what a great thing it was."
Il dit quelle bonne chose c'était.
To know that he had wrestled through.
Pour savoir qu'il avait, il s'était battu.
He had wrestled all the way through.
Il s'était battu tout le long du chemin.
He had seen signs of God.
Il avait vu des signes de Dieu.
He had had dreams about God.
Il avait des songes sur
but
Dieu.
This was one time he was in the face of God, in the presence of God.
Mais cette fois-ci, il était en présence de Dieu.
In the presence of God,
en présence de Dieu,
a man is changed.
Un homme est changé.
Jacob was changed.
Jacob a été changé.
Now he could walk with God.
Maintenant, il pouvait marcher avec Dieu.
Now it doesn't matter about Esau coming anymore.
Cela n'était pas.
It doesn't matter about Esau.
Cela, il s'inquiète.
He's met someone far greater than Esau.
Il avait rencontré quelqu'un de plus grand que
Esau. He's met a power personally himself.
Il avait rencontré la personne.
Which is more powerful than anything which the devil could bring.
Il était plus puissant que tout ce que le diable pouvait amener.
And is that not what we need, friends?
C'est ce que nous désirons.
Before whatever's coming comes.
Avant que tout ce qui vient se produise.
We need to know a power greater than that power.
Nous devons rencontrer cette puissance.
We need to personally have met that power on those sacred sands.
Nous devons rencontrer cette puissance dans ces lieux.
And you meet him in prayer, like Jacob met him in prayer.
Et nous le rencontrons dans la prière.
When his presence comes and you pray through,
quand cette présence vient et vous continuez à prier,
you meet him on those sacred sands.
Vous allez le rencontrer dans ces
he says, yes, he was a different man then
il était un homme différent
than what he was when he went up there.
Que celui qui était venu.
The battle was now over.
La bataille était finie.
Yes, sir. Alleluia. And then what the next thing he did, he built an altar. And the prophet says he never used to build altars before. He went to church. But he never did his own prayer life. He never had his own time of fellowship and communion with God in the Word. But once he met God face to face, he went and he made an altar called Elohim. Which means the mighty God of Jacob.
Le Dieu puissant de Jacob.
And as soon as he bought a parcel of land after that, the first thing he did, he built an altar.
D'abord, la première chose qu'il a fait, il a construit l'autel.
And you can see people that have met God.
Et vous pouvez voir des gens qui ont rencontré
other
Dieu.
People don't have to force them to pray.
Les gens ne veulent pas les
forcer. It doesn't need other people to keep encouraging you to listen to the messages.
Vous n'avez pas besoin que les autres vous
you establish your own altar.
Vous allez construire votre propre
because hotel. You've met him.
Parce que vous l'avez rencontré.
The most precious thing, you want more time with him.
Et vous voulez beaucoup plus de temps avec
you
lui.
Want to go deeper in his presence. Deeper in
vous voulez aller beaucoup plus profondément en sa présence.
He said he was cleansed.
Il était purifié.
And God had won.
Et Dieu avait gagné.
Now, that's when he made his altar.
C'est là qu'il a fait son autel.
I do believe in a purgatory.
Je crois en un purgatoire.
We believe in purgatory.
Yes. Nous croyons dans le purgatoire.
But I believe it's right now.
Mais nous croyons que c'est maintenant.
You purge your own soul.
Tu purges ton âme.
Purgatory means to purge.
Le purgatoire signifie
to purge is to rid from impurities.
C'est vous débarrasser des impuretés.
When you see you've done something wrong,
quand vous voyez que vous avez fait quelque chose de mal,
get out there and clean it out of you.
Allez-y, lavez-vous hors de vous.
By confession
hors de vous, par la confession
and crying. pleurs, and fasting
et les jeunes,
and praying.
Et la prière.
Not wait until you die.
N'attendez pas jusqu'à ce que
vous and let some priest try to purge you.
Et qu'un prêtre vous purge, vous purge.
Purge your souls.
Purgez-vous, purgez
friends,
votre âme.
There's nothing more important to God
il y a rien de plus important
than
Dieu
the purging of the souls of his elect.
Que la purification
he wants to lead you by revelation.
Il veut vous conduire par la révélation.
He wants to bring you to those sacred sites.
Il veut vous amener dans ces sables.
The way he did Daniel and those people.
Comme il avait fait à Daniel et tous ces gens.
But friends, if you don't go willingly for his
mais
children,
si vous ne voulez pas le
he has to stir the nest.
Il va
he has to bring troubles all around us,
il
like with this Jacob,
tout de
to
lui,
try to get the man in a corner so the man would look in the mirror and see who he really was. And once the man took it seriously for the first time,
et quand l'homme a pris cela au sérieux pour la première
in the
fois,
presence of God,
dans la présence de
God
Dieu,
equipped that man
Dieu a équipé cet homme
for every anything
de toute chose
which the devil could throw at him.
Contre ce que le diable pouvait venir
and friends, as we close, let's really think deeply about
comme
this.
Nous terminons, pensons à cela.
The signs of the times are all around.
Les signes du temps sont
we don't want to scare people into the kingdom.
Nous ne voulons pas faire peur aux gens.
But it's time to trim your lamps.
Mais c'est le moment d'allumer nos lampes.
It's time to get rid of some of the foolishness.
C'est le temps de nous débarrasser des choses.
The prophet says we ought to take inventory.
Les prophètes disent, nous devons faire un inventaire.
Do a stock take in your spiritual experience.
Nous devons compter les choses
dans is there anything lacking that should be there?
Y a-t-il quelque chose qui ne doit pas être
là? Are there things in stock which shouldn't be there?
Y a-t-il des choses en réserve que nous ne devrions pas avoir?
Because we're going to say these things one of these days for the last time.
Un de ces jours, nous allons dire ces choses.
We've seen it. Many people came.
Nous avons vu cela plusieurs des fois.
Like Orpah, they went a little bit with Christ.
Comme Orpah, ils ont marché un peu avec Christ.
Then when the trouble comes, persecution was back they go.
Mais quand les problèmes viennent, la persécution ils reculent.
Why not be a Daniel?
Pourquoi ne pas être Daniel?
Be faithful now.
Soyez fidèle maintenant.
Seek him now. Meet him in the days of your youth.
Rencontrez-le dans les jours de votre jeunesse.
Make sure.
Soyez sûr.
You've had that something.
Que vous avez ce
on those sacred sands that you can put your finger on
sur lesquels vous pouvez pointer les doigts,
and he'll always manifest himself
et il va se
manifester on behalf of those people
pour ces gens
that walk with him in that kind of a
qui
way.
Marchent avec lui dans ces gens.
You'll see it in sickness. You'll see it in troubles.
Vous
he'll manifest himself.
Dans les troubles, les troubles
and each of those are just a foretaste.
Et toutes ces choses sont
the same faithful covenant God.
De ce même Dieu.
Because you've esteemed his covenant above all things.
Parce que vous avez donné de la valeur à son alliance.
He's going to activate the fullness of his covenant.
Il va alors activer la plénitude
a
de son
full
alliance.
Manifestation.
La manifestation complète.
In his bride.
En son épouse.
And then his bride goes home.
Et son épouse va
let's make sure that we're ready. Let's stand. Let's stand. Let's just sing that song once again before we close. What would you give in exchange for your soul? Just to really think about your soul.
Pensez seulement à votre âme.
Personally before God today.
Personnellement devant Dieu aujourd'hui.
You're going to stand as an individual.
Comme vous vous tenez individuellement.
Where are you today? Where are you standing today?
Où est-ce que vous vous tenez aujourd'hui?
Gather afar from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that he gave. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give him? Exchange for your soul. What would you give?
What would you give?
What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give it? Must the dear Savior still tenderly plead? Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. What would you give in exchange for your soul?
What would you give?
What would you give? what would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? More than the silver and gold of the earth, more than all jewels thy spirit is worth. God the Creator has given it birth. What would you give in exchange for? Oh, what would you give?
What would you give?
What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should pull it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? If when you stand at the bar
by and by,
when you are waiting the balance on high, you should be sentenced for forever to die. What would you give in exchange for your soul?
What would you give?
What would you give?
What would you give?
What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul?
For your soul.
Oh, if today God should pull it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul?
Let's bow our heads. I just asked you that question. What would you give in exchange for your soul? It's precious indeed. But has that soul been redeemed? Has the Redeemer taken possession of that soul? Has he changed it from what it was when it used to love the things of the world? And has he changed it into something that fits into his kingdom? It's only in his presence. When you deal with him faithfully,
quand vous traitez avec lui
and he deals with you faithfully,
quand vous traitez fidèlement,
when you confess and you cry and
quand
you pray,
vous confessez, vous criez, vous pleurez,
and you purge yourself,
vous vous purgez,
that God can do the work.
Alors Dieu peut faire le travail.
You can't do it without him.
Vous ne pouvez pas le faire sans lui.
But he can't do it without you.
Mais il peut le faire sans vous.
There's got to be a yielding, friends.
Il doit y avoir une soumission.
There's got to be an honesty.
Il doit y avoir une honnêteté.
There's got to be an acknowledgement.
Il doit y avoir une reconnaissance.
That things aren't where they should be.
Que les choses ne sont pas comme elles devaient être.
You've got to be sincere.
Vous devez être sincère.
You've got to be humble.
Vous devez être humble.
You've got to give yourself over to his mercy.
Vous devez lui donner lui-même à lui.
And as he deals with you,
pour qu'il traite avec vous,
as he speaks to you,
comme il vous parle,
you've got to keep yielding yourself to him.
Vous devez continuer à vous
soumettre. You've got to keep confessing it.
Vous devez continuer à confesser.
Just the way that it is.
Comme les choses
you've
sont.
Got to let him do.
Vous devez alors le laisser faire.
A complete work.
Une œuvre complète.
And then he seals the soul.
Et qu'il puisse alors sceller l'âme.
He seals it with his seal.
Il le scelle de son âme.
Which is the Holy Ghost.
Qui est le Saint-Esprit.
And then you can walk with God.
Alors vous pouvez marcher avec
lui. And then you'll never be the same.
Alors vous ne serez plus le même.
Where are you today?
Où êtes-vous aujourd'hui?
Maybe we should all just talk to the Lord for a while.
Peut-être que nous pouvons lui parler pour un.
Be honest, friend.
Soyez honnête.
Don't put it off to tomorrow.
Ne remettez pas cela à demain.
Never take an offense at the word.
Ne les prenez pas.
Don't be offended by the word.
Ne soyez pas offensé par la parole.
Because the word comes in judgment.
Parce que la parole vient
so that we judge now.
Pour que nous soyons jugés maintenant.
And then when we get there, there's nothing to judge.
Quand nous serons là, il n'y aura plus que rien.
But you need to plead guilty now.
Nous devons nous déclarer coupables maintenant.
Let's sing that chorus once more. What would you give?
Cette fois,
and let's enter into a time of prayer.
What would you give?
What would you give? What would you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Let's all pray. Father, as individuals, we come unto thee upon this day. Father, knowing that you've called us as individuals, Lord. Knowing that you've called us, Lord, by your grace.
Father, Lord, we commit all. Father, this week, Lord, Jericho. Help us, Lord, Savior. Thank you, Lord, Savior. Walk, Lord, Savior. Even after, Lord, those ways of righteousness, Lord, Savior. For thy kingdom's sake, Lord, Savior God.
Amen. Is anybody here that would like to be included in prayer? If you want to just raise your hand to the Lord. But if you raise your hand, be faithful. Whatever you're raising your hand for, be faithful. The Bible says if you make a vow to the Lord and you don't keep it, he classes it as sin against you. Don't make foolish vows. But rather say, if the Lord is willing. Or say, Lord, if you will help me, I'll do this. But have a determination in your heart to do what's right. And God will meet you in the line of duty. Father, we lift our hands up to thee upon this day. Because, Lord, we realize each and every one of us as a soul is eternity bound. Father, the generation before us is passing away. Our great grandfathers, Lord, that generation, they're all lying in the grave. They've all passed on into eternity. And Father, if time will linger, if Father, Lord, you'll extend the days of this generation, Father, each of us, one by one, will pass from this realm into the realm of eternity as well. And then, Father, all that we've heard and all the grace that you bestowed upon us, we'll have to give an account for that, Lord. And Father, how we desire to give an account with joy, even as the scripture says. How we long, Lord, to stand on that day, wrapped in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Father, not our own righteousness, not our own goodness, not our own works, but Father, just a soul fully surrendered to your will. Father, I pray for each hand that has been raised. Let that be the portion. You know every need. Father, you know our relatives that are sick. Father, you know the people that need salvation. You know the financial needs that we have. Father, you know even the need of jobs, the need of places here and there. Father, some are seeking for the joy of their salvation back. Amen. Father, some are seeking, Lord, for to go back to the days of their youth and the experience. Some are seeking for the reality of God in their lives. Father, I pray for each and every hand that has been raised, each and every heart that has been raised up to thee upon this day. Father, may you meet every need, we pray, for your glory. May you minister to every situation. May you grant grace. May you grant mercy. That, Father, your people may rejoice in you, we pray. Hallelujah. And, Father, may you clothe us and may you equip us in this late hour. Anything that is lacking in our experience, Father, you minister it unto us as our desire. Father, you lead us and guide us in your presence. And help us, Lord, to take advantage of every time that we come into your presence. Father, in the prayer meetings, you bless the prayer meetings. That people may, Father, seek thee in your presence. Father, you bless even the little meetings on Tuesdays. That as the saints would gather just to pray, Father, that you would just be with the saints as they'd call upon thee in prayer. And Father, in all that is said and all that is done, just lead us and guide us. Father, away from the unnecessaries of this life. Father, once again, just to turn our eyes upon Jesus. Just to be honest before you. And Father, you deal faithfully with us. For that is our desire. Bless us as we go. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let's sing one more song before we dismiss.
Do you have one? There's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by faith's decree. One by one we'll gain the portal, here to dwell with the immortal. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee.
that far old sweet forever, just beyond the shining river. When they reach the golden paths for you and me, we shall know no sin, no sorrow, in that heaven of tomorrow. When our banquet shall through yonder the silver sea, we shall only know the blessing of a father's sweet caressing. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me. When our days shall know their number, when in death we sweetly slumber, when the King commands the spirit to be free, nevermore with anguish laden, we shall reach that lovely Eden. When they ring the golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis a glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring the golden bells for you and me.
Just a reminder, we're going to be dedicating Brother Maxwell's car outside. Let's sing one more song. Let's sing that song, Nations Are Breaking, Israel's Awakening, the signs the prophets foretold. If I can just say one thing which the prophet says many times. He says, Noah, he just had one message. Every time you would hear Brother Noah preach, he's preaching the same message. No matter which way he had started, all this end up coming back to the same thing.
Amen.
The flood, judgment, it was the end time. And friends, I don't think we have too many other messages we could get onto to this day. Is prepare to meet your God. Get your soul right. Take advantage of God's grace that has been bestowed upon us in this age. That's the most important thing for us at this time. Everything else is going to take care of itself. If you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, He's going to add all the other things to us. Just meditate on that as we sing this and dismiss.
Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. Signs that the prophets foretold. Gentile days numbered, horrors encumbered, eternity soon will unfold. The day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and pale. Look up, your redemption is here. Victory is growing, Jerusalem's restoring, national life long dethroned. Today she is calling, latter rains are falling. Return or disperse to your room.
Oh, hallelujah!
The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. Heaven's powers are shaking.
many are mistaken, God's meaning to be of the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is now.
Hallelujah.
The day of redemption is here.
Is here.
Men's hearts are failing for
fear.
Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here. False prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying. Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation is God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles are.
Oh,
the day of redemption is
here.
Men's hearts are failing
for fear.
Be filled with the Spirit, you lamps straight and clear.
Look up, your redemption is here. The day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, you lamps trimmed and clear. Look up, your redemption is here.